For a non-Jew gives a Jew flour to make for him a dough, to make for the non-Jew dough. That's the non-Jews, right? And Peturin min hachala, therefore it is exempt from challah, because a non-Jew's dough is not, no challah is taken from a non-Jew's dough. Nesana lo matana, but if he gives it to the Jew as a gift, ad shelo gilgal, and when he gives it to the Jew as a gift, he gives it before he's kneaded it, before he's rolled it. He says, he's just giving him flour, chayev, so then he is, it's obligated, because when it's kneaded into a dough, that belongs to the Jew. Misha Gilgal, but if it was already kneaded into a dough, then at the time it becomes liable for challah, it was the non-Jews at that point in time, pater, so then it's exempt from challah. Ha'isa isa ima nochri, if a person makes a dough with a non-Jew, they partners in this flour, in this dough. Im ein b'shel Yisrael kashir challah, if the portion that belongs to the Jew doesn't equal the minimum requirement for challah, then peturim in a challah, then you don't take challah from this dough.